Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being here with us today. Now, there's a lot of things we ought to start doing. There's a lot of habits we need to build into our lives. But at the same time, there are some things we just need to stop. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the clip of Bob Newhart where he's giving basically counseling advice, and every time somebody says something, he just says, stop it. Well, worry is one of those things we need to stop, and the reason why is when a believer worries, it's usually signaling or pointing at a deeper issue. In other words, it's a way of telling us that Jesus isn't in the first place in every area of our lives. See, when our priorities get out of alignment, we begin to worry. See, God wired us, God created us to make him the number one thing, the number one person in our lives. And anytime something takes that top spot, anytime something becomes the most important thing, our worry level will increase. Let me give you some examples of this. If you put your career in first place, then you're going to worry about it because you don't want to lose that career. Or if you put a relationship in first place, you'll worry about that as well. You'll fear losing that relationship. But think about it this way. Our relationship with God is something that can't be taken away from us. In other words, it is a permanent relationship. When we put him at the top of the list, we don't have to worry about him being taken away. Therefore, we have nothing to worry about. I find the scripture in Matthew chapter 6 so fascinating. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, why be like the pagans? So he's equating us to the pagan. He says, why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and you make the kingdom of God your primary concern. So here's the question. Why worry? What good is it doing? Well, if you want to stop worrying today, if you want to take that advice and just stop it, make God and make his kingdom the number one priority of your life. That instead of worrying about relationships, instead of worrying about money, instead of worrying about career, about advancement, whatever that thing is, even health, make God the number one priority of your life today. And then as you do that today, would you make him, make his kingdom the priority today? And then as you walk in today, when you begin to sense worry, when you sense frustration, when you sense just that sense that your priorities are getting out of order, ask yourself, how would I live if I believe that God is number one? Then start making decisions based on that. When it comes to worry, sometimes you just need to stop it. Well, thanks again for being on today's Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I want to give you a heads up. A few weeks ago, we had a test group experience a seminar that was built around the book called I Was Broke and Now I'm Not. And we've got a couple of dozen folks that are interested in jumping into a small group, a six-week study that is designed to really take that book and to extract it and implement it in our lives. So you begin to learn things about a spending plan that works. You begin to figure out how to eliminate debt. You get to figure out how much money is actually needed for retirement. So if you're looking for a no-nonsense, practical way of thinking about money, drop us an email at groups@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's groups@sugarhillchurch.com. And we've got a couple of these small groups that are going to kick off very, very soon as a way of saying you too can be. We've got several of these groups kicking off very, very soon, and this is a great way for you to jump in and join the author of this, I Was Broke and Now I'm Not. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.